hot, fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-oh, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! I will still be high!
It was the hour before twilight, a time when peace should have dwelt at Musket Gap. But suddenly, breaking the quiet, a horse thundered into view. Its rider's tense young face, sudden determined lines of a desperate man being forced to the wall.
Faster, Thunder! Come on, boy. It won't be much farther.
As he rode, Mark Clemens threw a look over his shoulder. Far behind him was the sheriff, leading a posse in pursuit.
Just a little faster, Thunder. We gotta get to that cave. It's our only chance. They'll hang me for sure. And I didn't even get a chance to prove I'm innocent. There it is, Tom. Right ahead. In here, boy.
They won't never look in here, Thunder. I should have stayed, I reckon. Stayed and tried to make them believe I didn't wrestle them cows. A man don't get much said with a rope around his neck.
Ho, ho, come on, come on. I don't see him, Sheriff. I reckon he took the east trail.
Can't see no tracks.
Wouldn't be no tracks in this ground, Sam.
Now, wait a minute, man.
You got a plan, Sheriff?
Only one way to stop the rustling. Has to get Clemens.
Maybe he didn't do it.
Him running away like that's as good as admitting he does, the way I see it.
And he's guilty, all right.
Now, hold on. Now, we'll take this here trail. We can't be far from here. Come on. Get up there.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, right past us, Thunder. At least I can split my limbs a bit. I knew what to do now. There's no victuals. If I go back to town, they'll hang me on sight. Running me down for rustling. The dirty coyote that done it. Ah, well. Nobody will know where we are as long as we stay here.
You're wrong there.
What the?
Don't reach for your guns.
I reckon I won't, mister. Being that you can see me, but all I can make out is your voice.
What are you hiding from?
I...
That was the sheriff and his posse that just rode by here.
All right. Guess there ain't no use trying to lie about it. They want me in town for rustling cattle.
Oh, I thought so. You make a fire now, Tonto. Oh, Custer,
Clemens. Mark Clemens.
Mr. Clemens will have something to eat with us, too. That is, unless he isn't hungry.
I don't know who you are, but you can bet your boots I'm hungry. Guess you're going to turn me over.
We'll wait till we hear your story, and then we'll...
Hey, I see you now. You're masked. An outlaw, huh? No wonder you wait till you hear my story.
You're wrong. We aren't outlaws.
I guess I come to the right place, all right. Running away from the law right into an outlaw's hideout.
Your horse looks tired, Clemens. Hello. Silver down at the spring. Take Mr. Clemens' horse down at the spring, too, will you?
Me take him.
What did you call that horse, mister?
Silver.
And that engine. What's his name?
Tonto.
Gee, Hossifat. Maybe I did come to the right place at that. You're the Lone Ranger.
The important thing now is for you to tell us why you tried to escape the sheriff.
Well, this isn't much of a story. Some cattle was rustled the other night. This afternoon, they come and got me. I don't know how they figured it, but I didn't even have a chance to tell them I was innocent. They'd like to have strung me up if I hadn't managed to get away. It looked pretty bad, I reckon, running away. But I didn't know what else to do. I tell you, I'd be dead by now if I hadn't.
Has there been a lot of rustling down around here?
You haven't been here long if you haven't heard of it. Ain't a rancher in Green County can't show where he's lost some cattle.
Did you steal those cows?
Steal them? Mister, why'd I want to steal my own cattle?
Now, wait a minute. How could the townsman plan to lynch you for stealing your own cattle?
Well, you see, I work for Amos Harper.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Well, in that case, then, maybe you know he's been kept pretty much to his bed for the last 10 years. Don't hardly get around at all. I guess he's been as near a father to me as anyone I can remember. And Ruth and me, we was aiming to get married.
So it was a barge herd that was rustled.
Yep. Even coyotes got off with nearly half of it. Hey, somebody's coming. Might be one of the sheriff's men. Picked up the trail.
Now, just a minute, Mark. You do yourself more harm than good reaching for your gun at the least provocation. That's Dan, isn't it, Tonto?
That's right.
Friend of yours?
Yes, a very good friend.
Tarnation. I'm sorry, mister. If it turned in here, I'd open fire for sure.
Oh, hold it. Hold.
Glad you're back, Dan. You're about ready to have something to eat.
Sheriff the posse
walked
out.
Yes?
He stopped me and wanted to know if I'd seen anything about...
A dark-haired young fellow, looking a good bit like Mark here, huh?
Yes, sir.
Which way were they heading?
Toward town when I saw him. When I told him I hadn't seen the man they were looking for, the sheriff said they'd go on till it got dark.
And then?
And then he said he'd have to go back and report to... I think he said Amos Harper.
Yeah, you got it right. I reckon old Mr. Harper has the bloodhounds on my trail.
Wouldn't he listen to your side of the story either?
No, none of them would.
Sheriff seemed pretty sure you're guilty of rustling.
Yeah, you see? I told you, I don't have a chance here. I reckon there's just one thing for me to do. Hit the trail.
Well, golly, if you didn't rustle the cattle, then who did?
Jim Miller. Him and his no-good son and that breed they hire.
Do you have any proof?
Wish I had. Now, they're a tricky lot.
Miller, huh? That's the Lazy M ranch, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's a lot of cows wearing the Lazy M brand that have come from ranches all over this county.
Mark, stay with us for a few days. No one will find you here. There may be a way to clear you, if you're telling the truth.
That night at the Bar H Ranch House, Amos Harper was bundled in an armchair before the fireplace, gloomily smoking his pipe. His daughter Ruth was sitting across from him.
All I hope is the sheriff gets him. Look out that window, Ruthie, and see if you see any sign of the old glute.
All right. I don't see him, Pa.
Like as not, they're still out looking. Fools let him get away in the first place.
Do you think he has a chance?
Who, Mike? Well, I don't know. All this was a slippery cuss.
Oh, Pa, please. You never talked about him like this before.
Never knew he was behind the wrestling before. Oh, sir, Ruthie, he just ain't any good. You better set about forgetting him.
But he didn't even have a chance to defend himself.
Defend himself? Well, Ruth, gal, when a man's guilty, he don't waste much time putting distance between him and the law. Mark proved that when he made his getaway. If they only catch him...
I think the sheriff just rode up.
Good. About time he got here. Not that I expect any good news. Reckon them cars is going for good. Make me feel a lot better if they just had Clemens behind bars for it.
Evening, Miss Ruth.
Catch Mama, Sheriff.
Come on in, Sheriff. Don't waste time in blabbering at the door. You know, no, I can't hear you over there.
I'm coming, Amos.
No use asking you. Tell by the look in your face. Take nobody got away.
No, Amos, we're doing everything we can.
I wasn't laid up here. I'd show you nobody could do anything disappearing on my hands.
Is it true that the men were going to lynch him?
I guess they was. They busted him out of jail. You see, that's the trouble. They all feel like your paw here. Most of them has had their cattle rustled. When they get riled up, there's just no stopping them.
But I'm sure he's innocent. Why would he want to steal our cattle when all he had to do would be to drive them to market? He has the right to sign up the bill of sale. You know that, Paw. You turned it over to him yourself.
Yeah?
He wouldn't have to go to the trouble of stealing.
That's the worst part of it. You can sell them cows. Sell them. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I was good as ruined.
Oh, now, Amos, it ain't that bad, is
it? No, tootin' it is. I need that cattle money for my taxes. I can believe that maybe he could disappear, but the man in them boots can tell me half my herd could be swallowed up. Even if I don't get him back, if there must be a trace of him.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, what are you doing around here?
What in the...
I tried to stop him, and I thought I'd be listening at the window. But he must be working in cahoots with Clemens.
Yeah, call that horse Silver.
What is it, Sheriff?
I don't know, Miss Ruth. Yet.
Back at the Lone Ranger's camp in the cave at Musket Gap, Mark Clemens waited impatiently for the masked man to return. He knew the famous rider of the West had ventured forth on his behalf. It was with mixed feelings that he heard the approaching horse, whom Tonto identified as Silver.
Ho, Silver, ho, boy, ho! Mark, I found out one thing you'll be glad to hear.
Yeah? What's that?
Ruth Harper believes you're innocent.
Oh, I kind of hope she would. But how'd you find that out, mister?
Oh, him have way find out many thing. You go to Bar H Ranch, Kemosabe?
Yes, Tonto. There are a few questions I'd like to ask you, Mark, before I outline any plans.
You mean you thought of a way?
Not so fast. You're sure Jim Miller is the man behind the rustling?
Mister, I'd stake my life on it. Not that my life's worth much right now. I wish I was as sure I'd get out of this mess.
The reason I asked... But because the sheriff and Mr. Harper are so sure you're the guilty one.
Well, that's because when Miller got the Bar H herd, he fixed it so that it'd look like I'd done it. He's smart. Too smart. I thought for a long time if he got enough rope, he'd hang himself. But it looks like I'm the one that got hung. Well, you didn't find anything out, did you, mister? Besides that news about Ruthie.
There's one hitch in the setup, Mark.
One?
Yes. What does Miller do with the cattle? There's no sign of them around here. After I left the Bar H, I rode over to the Lazy M.
You've hit something there I've been trying to figure out for a long time. It's my own idea that he's got a secret hiding place for them. Must use a secret pass to get them across the border. They hide them out there till they get the brands changed, until the burns heal up, and then they bring them back.
Golly.
Miller, he bad man. But him smart one, too.
Yes, he's smart, Tonto. But we may be able to outsmart him.
How?
You're going to rustle the rest of the Bar H herd.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, Mark Clemens listened to the masked man in amazement. He could hardly believe that his new friend, the Lone Ranger, meant what he said when he suggested Mark turn cattle rustler.
I ain't never rustled a head of cattle in my life, mister. Ain't aiming to start now. If that's your idea, you can keep it. Reckon I'll just hit the trail like I should have done a long time ago.
You wait and listen.
You've already been accused of something you didn't do, Mark. You can't be blamed anymore.
I guess I'm awful dumb, but I don't savvy what you're driving at.
You will. Then, Mark will write a note for you to take to Ruth Harper.
Yes, sir.
I guess Ruth's the one person you'll want to put straight on this, huh, Mark? And you and Tonto will ride over to the Lazy M. It's important that you do just as I tell you. If you don't, it may cost you your life.
Late that night, two shadowy figures approached the Lazy M ranch house. They separated, the light of the moon striking Mark Clemens' face as he dismounted.
Oh, steady, Sunday.
He walked up the steps to the porch. Inside, when Miller heard the knocks.
Bud?
Yeah, Paul?
Who'd that be at this hour?
How should I know?
You're sure the sheriff ain't on our trail instead of Clemens?
I tell you, I took care of that. Where's that Breed? Why don't he see who's there?
You better open it. I'll get my gun and cover the door just in case. I ain't anxious to have any irate cattlemen taking me by surprise. Yeah. Go ahead and open it. And if our caller ain't got a good reason for coming...
Bart?
Yeah? Mark Clemens.
Yeah, you mind if I come in? Ain't one to stand in the light of the moon with a posse combing the county for me.
What are you doing here?
I came to try to make a deal with you.
Let him in, Bart.
But posse...
I said let him in. I heard you say you want to make a deal with us, Clemens. I reckon you know we could turn you over to the sheriff and collect a mighty handsome reward for doing it. Fact is, we could get almost anything we'd ask. Well, speak up.
I was just waiting for you to finish. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
What do you mean?
I know you Millers will do just about anything for money.
Yeah? Keep talking.
I've been accused of rustling.
That ain't news.
And I guess it wouldn't interest you none if I was to say I didn't do it. You know as well as I do that if I'm caught alive in Greene County, it won't be for long. So I figured since I'm accused of something I didn't do, I might just as well do it.
I don't get what you're driving at. You never come to us before.
I never had no use for you before. I'm speaking plain. You folks at the Lazy M have been out to get as much money as you could. How you got it didn't make much difference. Well, I never worked that way. All my life, I tried to be fair and square. And what has it got me? A noose waiting to drop around my neck. Now that everybody thinks I'm a rustler, I reckon I don't have to be so careful of the company I keep.
Are you hinting
at... I ain't
that...
hitting at nothing. Said there's money in a deal I can make with you. I know you and your pa. You're always open to talk business. Honest or otherwise. Of course, maybe I'm wrong.
Wait a minute. You can't blame us for wanting to see how the crow flies. What is this deal you're talking about?
Before I start telling you about it, I wish you'd put that gun aside. I don't relish talking into its barrel.
Cagey for an outlaw, ain't you?
Ain't nobody looking out for me but myself. I have to be.
All right.
That's better. You mind if I sit down? Yeah, it's like this. Whoever made off with the Bar H herd only took half of it.
Yeah?
I'm aiming to take what's left. I can sign the bill of sale. That's what I've been doing for the last 7 years. Them cows can be sold over in Moreland County and nobody'd be able to prove it wasn't legal and above board. The brands won't even have to be changed.
What'd you come to us for?
Because I can't do it by myself. I'll need your help and that Breed you hired.
And, what's in it for us?
There'll be plenty in it for all of us. I'll split with you.
I don't trust him, Bob.
I'm laying my cards on the table.
A leper don't change his spot.
Shut up, Bert. Maybe we can make a deal.
Mark stayed at the Lazy M that night and the following day while the Millers planned to rustle what remained of the Bar H herd. It was early evening when Dan Reed knocked softly on the door at the Bar H.
Yes? What do you want?
I brought you a message from Mark Clemens.
Mark? Oh, is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He said to give this to you. And that whatever happens for you not to worry, because everything's going to turn out right.
Oh, he says he's with friends. The Lone Ranger's helping him, and that the rest of the herd will
be... Somebody might hear you.
Oh, is it true? Is he really going to...
Yeah. It's his one chance to prove he's innocent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
The next morning, when old Amos Harper received the news that the rest of his herd had been stolen, his rage was boundless.
Every one of them gone. I'm ruined. Enough of him. Come back to finish off what he started. They should have had men posted on the range with rifles.
Oh, no, Pa, please sit back. You're all excited.
Excited? You're darn right I'm excited. That seems to me you're taking this mighty calm, young lady.
I've just resigned myself.
If I could resign myself into finding money to pay my taxes, this is the end. The end of the Bar H. Curse the day I ever laid eyes on that no-account ungrateful coyote.
While Amos Harper fumed at the Bar H, Mark was riding the trail with Miller and his son Bart, a nondescript breed riding behind them, helping to drive the cattle across the Great Plains.
I don't savvy this setup, Pa.
Yeah, nothing to savvy about it. We'll get Clemens to sign a bill of sale for the rest of the herd as well as this. Then we won't have to bother changing the brand.
Yeah, I know, but it ain't like you throwing in with somebody like him. Don't seem safe to
me. You let me do the worrying for this outfit.
And if the sheriff gets wise to us, just remember, I'll get it in the neck, too. I don't like it.
Trouble with you, even if you are my son, you're too slow thinking. What's wrong with using a man if he can do you some good?
Nothing, but I...
And when his usefulness is over, what's wrong with getting rid of him?
Nothing, I reckon, only it... You mean...
Yeah, that's just what I mean. Get that bill of sale signed and do away with Clemens.
Hey. Oh, I see. I didn't know that was what you had in mind, Pa.
Why, you fool, how else do you think I trusted him? So he could sell us out to the sheriff?
Sure hand it to you, Pa. Here, I thought you'd gone loco.
Yeah, the day I go loco, it'll snow in August. Go on, yell to the sap. This is where we turn off.
You sure got a noggin on your shoulders, Bob. Hey, Clemens.
Yeah?
This here's where we turn off. Here?
Yeah, we take this pass behind the boulder to the valley below. It's our secret valley.
Yeah, secret is right. Nobody'd ever find it here.
I'll head off the kettle.
Hey, what's that?
What? Well, nothing, I just...
What's wrong with you two?
Oh, now I get your game. Pretty smart, aren't you? Hey, Pa! Hey, Pa, take a look at this. Sheep. He's been dropping them from his saddlebag, leaving the trail.
Oh. So you thought you'd double-cross us. You thought we could make a business deal, eh, Clemens? Well, we don't deal with double-crosses. Got that bill of sale, boy?
Yeah. Here it is.
You're keeping your part of the bargain, see? Sign this.
I should sign that and turn over the Bar H herd. That'd make it easy for you, wouldn't it? You'd have this half and the half I was blamed for rustling.
You got all the answers, ain't you? You heard, Pa. Now sign this.
You're aiming to wait till I put my John Henry on that piece of paper. You're going to be standing here a long time.
I'm going to let him have it now, Pa.
Maybe you don't know it, Clemens, but you don't stand a chance. Take his guns, Bud.
I'd like to empty him right into his hide.
Are you going
to
sign it?
You heard me once. I ain't aiming to change my mind.
You hear that, Bud? He don't aim to change his mind. Well, maybe Manuel will help him forget his stubbornness, huh? Manuel, come here. You still feel the same way?
You heard what I said.
You can put the gun away, Manuel. Go to work on this, hombre.
Hey, Pa. This ain't Manuel.
You drop Connor, me shoot.
Connor here just come along to make sure we all got to your secret valley alive.
Boy, you dirty double-crosser.
That must be the sheriff.
Sheriff?
I'll just relieve you gents of your shooting irons. Yes, sir. It'll be a right nice pleasure. Seeing you two swinging from the tree the boys had picked up for my hanging.
Lone Ranger and Tan bring sheriff just in time.
Lone Ranger. So it's him behind this. Sheriff, get here.
You do no such a thing. First place, you ain't going to be in position to do anything but look out from behind bars.
Good work, Tonto. Are you all right, Mark?
Sure. They had an idea to make me sign the bill of sale. But thanks to your idea, Mr. Tonto saved my life.
Look here, where's that breed of theirs?
Him tied up at Lazy M Ranch. Me go there with Mark last night. You go there, you find him.
Well, Mark, reckon all of us here in Green County owe you a lot of apologizing. All of the ranchers will be mighty grateful to you.
Well, it wasn't my idea, Sheriff.
Tie them two up, Mark. Tight to the saddle. And put the handcuffs on them.
All right, Sue. You've rustled your last herd.
Like the masked man said, Mark, this was a good lesson to all of us.
How's that, Sheriff?
Why, consarned, he was telling me how to run my law office. Well, but you're right, mister, and I'm admitting... Hey. Well, I'll be... He's gone. Him and the engine and that kid, Dan Reed.
What'd he tell you, Sheriff?
He told me what I ought never have forgotten, that a man's innocent till he's proved guilty. Yes, sir. Even if we didn't have a chance to thank him, Mark, I reckon neither one of us is likely to forget him.
That's one time you're right, Sheriff.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.